The meeting not long ago, I'm looking at a colored brother sitting here. I suppose him and his wife, and I've been watching since they've been preaching, nodding his head and rejoicing in the meeting. It just brought me to a thought. There's a boy come into the meeting one time, and as soon as the service was over, he ran to me, and he said, "Parson," he was a Southerner, and he said, "Parson, I wants to find the Lord Jesus tonight." I was having a healing service. And I said, "Certainly, my brother, I am more than happy to lead you to him." He said, after he gave his heart to the Lord, he said, I guess you're wondering why I run up out here like this, that I heard you were in the city, and I just come up to see you. He said, "I'll tell you my story." He said, "I've more or less been a wanderer." Said, "My old mother was a real Christian. My sisters was Christian. I had one Christian brother." He said, "I was a baby of the family and a spoiled child to begin with, because they babied me, but so good to me. But," said, "I would not take heed to my mother or my godly relation. I wanted to be a wanderer. I wanted to live a man's life." He said, "I thought that being a Christian was more like for the women or the weak." He said, "And I become a cook. And I was very good at my trade," and said, "something or another, I want to go to the north." And one day I staggered in on a pulp camp where they were cutting pulp wood. And I was broke. And I said to the foreman, "Could you use a cook?" He told his recommendations that he had in his pocket from different great places where he had been a chef. And he said, "Well, we have one now." He said, "But however, until you're able to get around, we can give you a little bit of money on the side. We got an elderly colored woman in there now, which is a good chef. But go in, talk with her. Maybe she could use you, and if she could, we can give you a little spending money till you get on your feet." He said that was as good as he wanted. And so he went in there, and he met the old woman, and said he helped her around for 2 or 3 days. One night, said he was laying down, he said he kept noticing the flashes across the side of the wall. And after a while, he wondered, is somebody outside? And said after a while, he heard a deep roar. And it was a thunder. He said outside, he heard some voices talking. And they said, "You know, we better get back to the horses and take care of them, because we may not be here very long." So he took the cover off his head, listened up to the wall, and the lightning flashed, and he saw his boss in the teamster. And he understood by their talk that there was coming a storm across the mountains, which we call up in the Northland. A northerner comes quickly without warning. You don't have time to do nothing. The mountains are so high, they just break right over at once. And that flashing had been lightning. And he said, "You know, we may not be here after a while." So that sounds like a terrible twister coming. And then he said, "I begin to think, well, I hope it doesn't strike here." He said, "Because I know I'm not ready to go." And sometimes you wait too long, you know. So then he said, just a few moments, the wind began to blow and the trees began to rock. And said he listened. The canvas was between him where the old lady slept. And said she was beating on that canvas. She said, "Son, oh son." He said, "Yes." She said, "Would you come over to my side? I have a lantern lit." And said, "I went over to her because I was scared to death." And said she had a lantern sitting on an old soapbox. And she said, "I'd like to ask you something." Said, "Yes, ma'am." Said, "Is you ready to meet the Lord?" He said, "Then I really got scared." Said, "No, ma'am, I'm not." Well, she said, "Honey, I want to tell you something. You'd better make ready now, because you may have to meet him unprepared in the next few minutes." Said, she said, "Will you kneel with me here?" Said, we knelt down by the side of that old soapbox. He said, "Parson, I'm going to tell you the truth. I was too scared to pray." He said the trees are slamming against that building and the lightning are flashing, the thunders are shaking. I was too scared to pray. So I start to say, Lord, be merciful, and bang would go the lightning. I say, what was I? Lord, be merciful, bang would go the lightning. He said, but I learned a lesson. He said, that old sainted woman said just as cool and happy as she could be. Said she talked to him like she had known him since she was a baby, like he was her father or her mother. Said she was no more disturbed than nothing. Said I was scared to death. Said finally I got these words out and I said, Lord, if you'd just let me live, and I'll find a place where it's more quieter, I'll come to you. He got another chance, but you might not. When the judgments of God begin to pour out, there's no more chance. You've got your chance now. This is your chance. The storm was on. He said, Parson, is it possible for a man like me to be tucked away in that safety? And when death begins to come upon me, that I can interrupt to talk to him like that old saint did. I said, son, the blood of Jesus Christ that made her that way can make you that way right now. I was standing by my automobile. He was a well-dressed boy, cultured, educated. He fell on his knees in the muddy yard. There he found that hiding place, that refuge in a time of storm, that rock in a weary land. You don't have to be weary as long as you're in the rock. The rock is one place that's not weary. The rock is a satisfying place. You can just sit back and look out. Just as safe as you can be. There is an hour coming, and now it is. And the ceiling is about over. That where every man and woman on the face of the earth is going to be in that place of refuge like it was in the days of Noah, or on the outside of it. You have to make your decision. That safety is Jesus Christ. That he is the only place, the only one who has eternal life. No man can come to the Father but by him. He is the ark of our safety. The Holy Spirit bears record with us now that we pass from death unto life. And when we look at the grave and know that each one of us is going there, we see the newspapers and the oncoming storm. When you go home tonight, do me one favor. Don't go to bed till you read Revelation's the 8th chapter. You see the oncoming plagues and storm that still hit the earth, and thunders and lightnings are going to shake the heavens. Woes are going to pass over the nation. Man will rot in their flesh. Diseases will strike them the doctors know nothing about. But remember, before that took place, there was a ceiling went forth, and the death angels and the plagues was commissioned by God. Don't come near any of those who has a seal in their forehead. And the seal of God is the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Ephesians 4:30 says, grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed until the day of your redemption. No matter how hard the ark rocked, no matter how many times the lightning struck close to it, 10,000 shall fall on your right and thousands to your left, and it shall come not nigh you. The Holy Spirit